This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, the Tigers, how many all-stars are they going to have at the Midsummer Classic in Atlanta? Ballots are out as of yesterday.
I was thinking a lot about this yesterday because I asked Gator that question during crosstalk if he would set the over-under for me on how many he thought the Tigers would have.
Look at knowing you, that setting it was, betting lines. I like
well,
this.
Well, yeah, I know. Yes, you have an evil influence. Because the voting opened up at noon yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all agree, I don't know, we're going out on a limb here to think that Tarek Skubal is an all-star.
Yeah, no blink. He's going to be there.
Yeah. So you got to lock in there. And I agree that I think Riley Green
Numbers
is going to get the nod again.
Among AL outfielders, top three in basically every major category, he should be there.
So you've got two. And then after that, it starts to get a little fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got guys that are playing really good for the Tigers. They have the best record in Major League Baseball. And you would think a team going into, you know, the start of All-Star voting, people would look and say, okay, well, what's going on with the Tigers? I just don't know that there's going to be a lot of people that are doing a lot of research before they vote. Now, this is not, we're not talking about players or coaches. We're just talking about fan voting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does Gleyber Torres deserve to be an All-Star?
Leads all AL second baseman in OPS.
I would say yes. So there's three. After that, it starts to get even a little bit more fuzzy because Torc, while he started off hot, has cooled off in terms of batting average because we know fans aren't always going to look at OPS. They're not going to look at WAR.
Fine. How about home runs? He leads all first basemen in home runs, John. Is that an easy enough category for people?
Well, the competition's a little stiffer at first base.
I know Goldschmidt's having a good year. Vladdy's got the name recognition.
And I think that's where, at least in fan voting, it somewhat becomes who was there last year.
Popularity.
A little bit of a popularity contest because then you think about some of the other guys. Canely, I think he deserves to be in the All-Star game. You go down the list. There are a lot of guys that are having, quote-unquote, All-Star caliber seasons. But I don't know. I think that there's so much recognition going around. I don't know if there's necessarily a highlight on Kerry Carpenter.
I counted as many as eight names. Now, I am not telling you the Tigers will get nor should get eight All-Stars. That's ridiculous. But I counted as many as eight in contention for spots. Keep in mind, it's the All-Star starters, but the reserves as well. There's 20 position players who make it. So if you're within the top two at your position, you got a decent shot to make the All-Star game. You could certainly argue Torc is in the top two among AL first basemen. Same with Torres. You already mentioned Green. You already mentioned Skubal. Kerry Carpenter, he's in the top six in AL outfielders in homers and OPS. If he starts getting going in the middle of the lineup, I think he could make a real case.
Yeah.
Dylan Dingler isn't going to be
awesome.
He's not going to start because Cal Raleigh's having a great year for the Mariners. But when we asked AJ to stump for somebody, he brought up Dingler. And Dingler's second in catcher framing, so some of the defense, and we know he's swinging a hot bat. So I'd at least throw him in the convo. And while I think Hader and Chapman are probably your best relievers in the AL. Vest and Canely both have ERAs under two, whips under one. Mm-hmm. One of the two should make the All-Star game. So that's how I got to eight different names.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there are eight contenders. But when I asked Gator that, I think he came up with, I think he thought three.
Okay.
I would probably...
I'd set the line at 3.5. I think four is a real argument.
I would hope, especially if the team continues to play that the way that they play, if they still have the best record in Major League Baseball, because it wraps up at the end of June, correct? Or no, but there's a second voting that happens in July. It's weird.
I know. It's been a minute since we've had so many names. I mean, for years it was, which token reliever are we going to get in the game? Last year we finally got two, and now we're going double it.
Yeah.
How many can we get?
I think the realistic number is probably four.
Okay.
Because we got Scooble Green. I think Torres gets in.
And then a reliever? Dingler will get left out because he'll take a more veteran catcher. The managers won't pick him.
When you're talking about the top two first basemen, I think Torque might get that nod.
Okay. Well, then you can make a case for five, because I think a reliever is going to be there too. And they have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. I mean, it's not at all ridiculous that the best team in baseball would have five All-Stars.
The best record in baseball.
Right.
Because you didn't have them as the best team in baseball yesterday.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Power Surge. I'm going to hijack the Power Surge, and I'm going to contradict myself on the very next day.
I mean, the Dodgers will be well represented too out of the National League.
Yeah, sorry, that's contradict. Yes. Little.
What did he say? Just okay.
Yeah, just skip over that.
I heard it.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says.
Of course you did.
What does that mean?
Heather's the one. I swear, Heather is the one that has influenced me more than anything.
Oh, come on.
Well, you were here before he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been at this longer. You were with Stoney. It all goes back to Stoney, right?
He's maybe the godfather, right? That's kind of where it starts. That's where the rewind features are. I'll go back. I'll catch what you said. Scooble, Torres, and Canely are all locks. Texter says Green, Torque, and Dingler are borderline, could get as many as six All-Stars for the Tigers.
Yeah. I mean, you could. I think it'll be less than that, but it'll be interesting to see how it works itself out.
I'd like to see Torkelson and or Carpenter in the home run derby.
I would love to see Carp in the home run derby. I think his stance, his swing, it's a little bit more effortless, and I think because the home run derby is almost a endurance
at
event.
This point, yeah.
At this point. So I think he just has a better chance to, you know, reload and continue to go after it. I would love to see one of the Tigers in it.
I have no idea. I'm sure someone has done an update to this. Does it mess with your swing or not? I know that's like the old wives' tale. Like if you hit in the home run derby, it's going to screw up your swing in the second half. Do you have any concern with that?
Well, I would hate for him to keep swinging a home run bat throughout the second half of the season.
But you've heard this before.
Yes.
I'm not making this up.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any data to back it up or any merit. It's probably guy specific, right? Like if you are changing your swing to sell out for the derby, maybe it messes with you.
I don't know that Pete Alonso has really suffered from that. I don't think Shohei Ohtani has really suffered from that.
No.
So.
And if you're a pure home run hitter, you're just, to your point, going to keep swinging your swing in the second half of the season. Texter says, are we really not expecting to get screwed? Detroit always gets screwed. It'll be Scooble. And maybe your reserve always happens that way. Detroit versus everybody.
No, well, okay, they didn't get screwed last year.
No, they had two deserving All-Stars.
Yeah, and I think those two guys will be in the All-Star game again.
And here's the other thing, guys. You can vote.
Yes, you can. It's voting opened up yesterday at noon.
If the AL manager doesn't pick our guys as reserves, fine.
Is there a guy?
But if you don't get enough votes, then that's.
Who would be most disappointing for you if you go Scooble and Green? We'll call those
are the locks.
Those are locks. Of the other guys, Torque, Canely, Torres, Carp, Dingler, and Vest. Who would be most upsetting to you that didn't get in?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Probably Canely, followed by Torres, then Torque. And I think Torres and Torque are going to be in the group of two or three guys for two or three spots, and it's going to come down to how they hit the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy that I might be most disappointed, now, he's going to have many years if he continues doing what he's doing and even gets a little bit better, Dylan Dingler.
The reason I didn't say him is there's not a case for him to get the starting spot. There is a case for Torque and Torres to get a starting spot. Cal Raleigh's just too good that you're going to be at the mercy of, not fan vote, the mercy of Aaron Boone.
Right, yeah.
Whether he takes him or any other, he may take a veteran catcher instead who he feels is more deserving of the career accolade.
Right, and that's where it, I don't know that it's necessarily politics, but it does play into it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys that will say, well, you know, okay, it's his first year in the big leagues. Let's make him earn it another year. That's a real thing. So I just don't know. I mean, that with the season that he has had to this point and the fact that he's had to step in, now he's got a better bat than Jake Rogers, but Jake Rogers is so good behind the plate. And he caught every inning last year in the postseason. To be able to step in and really take over that position, given the opportunity, step in, step up, is what he's done.
Can you guys tell me if you think Zach McKinstry would make the All-Star team? No.
Is that a ticket text question?
Yeah, that's a ticket texter's question. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
As much as I want to play the little fire up chips button right in front of me, I don't think so. I agree with Gator. They'll get three players in. We'll keep collecting these. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.